You are listening to episode number 103 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I am your host, Chris Spade. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Spade with The Pulse on San Diego Real Estate, the podcast where I am determined to make you smarter about your real estate decisions and your financial future, especially for those of us over 40 that quite aren't prepared for retirement. And so we delve into all topics, finance, we talk about business, we talk about the growth of the economy, and I'd really like to get some guests on this podcast because I'm sure some of you are sick of just hearing my voice alone, but I'm grateful to each and every one of you that tunes in all the time. I watch the stats and I'm so excited that my podcast is picking up leverage and I'm super, super, super stoked. So let's dive right into it and talk today about what are contingencies? And so in real estate, let's talk about this because this is as it applies to real estate. What are contingencies? And I can probably sum this up very quickly, but I'm going to really kind of expand on it just a little bit. So it won't be too long of a podcast, but I think it's important to talk about. So contingencies. So when you're going to go sell your property and you want to make sure that you have a place to move to so you don't end up homeless, one of the contingencies that we can put in place, and we can write this into the contract, we can make people know about this well ahead of time, is that the one of the terminology we use is the sale of this property is contingent upon the seller finding a suitable replacement property. So that way, the buyer is put on notice that if you do not find something suitable in a specified amount of time, that the contract can be canceled. So that's one contingency. Just like on the flip side, let's say you find a property you wish to buy, but you haven't sold your property yet. And so the way we would word that is that this property is subject to the sellers being able to sell their current property. And there's a form called the COP, which is contingency of property, which means it's contingency on you selling your property. And so the buyer and seller are put on notice that if the buyer does not perform, or you can negotiate how you want to deal with this with the seller, that the seller would have a right to cancel after X number of days if you weren't able to put your property into escrow. So there's some risk with it. I have a way I like to handle it. My goal is to go shopping about 10 days prior to putting your home on the market, so actually you know what's going on in the market. And then what we do is we revisit that once we find a property, but we have everything ready to go so that way we can put your home on the market at a moment's notice. So that's why I like to get everything ready up front. Take that, search for about 10 days. Once we've done that, because you'll probably find a property within 10 days, then we need to get your home on the market quickly so we can write the offer and put your home on the market very quickly. The other thing, another contingency very common, is your 14-day that you get per the residential purchase agreement here in California to do all your inspections and review all the disclosures. So what that means is that you are given a set series of time that you must review all the documents provided to you by the seller. Now, on the flip side, the seller has 7 days to send you all that paperwork. And so you're going to get about 10 days. But let's say the seller doesn't deliver you any of that paperwork until day 20. And you're supposed to release your contingencies, or they deliver it to you on day 16, let's say. You still get 3 days to review all those documents. So they can't demand that you release your contingencies. And we'll talk about what releasing means in a second, once you've had ample opportunity to review said documents. And so what you need to do is you need to make sure that you review all those before releasing the contingency. Same thing with the physical inspection, CC&Rs. If you're purchasing in a condo community or a community that has an HOA, there's also your contingency for selling your property. There's an appraisal contingency, a loan contingency. So all of these things have to fall into place prior to you releasing anything. So let's say, for example, you're not going to get approved for a loan if the property does not appraise at the contract price. And so you can now you can release any of these contingencies as you're writing the offer. I personally think that that's a bad idea. That's just me personally. I would not allow any one of my clients to release their contingencies without them extremely thinking about this. I've gotten contracts in the past where they release inspection contingencies, appraisal contingencies, loan contingencies. I think that's just crazy. You need to make sure that the due diligence is done up front, because what that does is it puts your earnest money in jeopardy. And so if you release any of these things, you're essentially saying to the seller, I am giving up my earnest money deposit because I want this house and this house only. And so even if you go and do your inspection and you've released your inspection contingency, you have taken yourself out of that pool to renegotiate anything. Now, when you go to, and we've talked about this before, but when you go to submit your request for repairs, the seller doesn't have to honor any of that. A request for repairs is not a contingency. So that's one of the things a contingency is not, is a request for repair. But if you do that, you are now downgrading your offer because you are taking away a right. And I just think that's a bad idea. I think it's in bad form. When I see that come across on a listing that I have where people are like, we'll release appraisal, we'll release this, I think that's bad. And I think agents that allow their clients to do that, I think it's in bad form. That is my opinion. Doesn't make them a bad agent. Maybe it does. And I don't want you to think that I'm saying that agents that do that are bad. However, or if you're an agent listening and you, it's generally your practice, I mean, that's your prerogative, it's your client. I just don't think I would put my client in that level of jeopardy. I think that's in bad form. That's just me. So when it comes to releasing your contingencies, here in California, you can release the contingencies as you go along. So if you're done with your inspection and you're satisfied with your inspection, release your inspection contingency. You can do the CC&Rs. You can do all these things individually. But on day 17 and on day 21, you're releasing all your contingencies on day 17 with the exception of the loan, because the loan in California now you get 21 days. And on the 21st day, you're releasing all of them. By releasing all your contingencies, you're essentially releasing your earnest money deposit to the seller should you back out after that. Now, yes, there are ways you can get your earnest money deposit back even after you've released all your contingencies. It's just not something that I would recommend. So you can kind of see why it's a bad idea to be releasing those on the front end versus the back end. I always highly recommend that you do it on the back end. And I always tell people, this is it. Moving forward after this, if you back out, you're not going to get your money back. Again, there are ways to do that. And we can talk about that another time. We have talked about it in the past because a seller can't technically have two open escrows on a property. However, I've seen it happen. So if you have any questions about buying a home, selling a home, or investing in real estate, please reach out to me and give me a call at 619-818-2992 or grab me on the web at alwayssunnynsd.com. I look forward to talking to each and every one of you. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me because I'd love to turn them into a podcast or bring you on. Ask it and I'll answer it. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.